Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Welcome to the third ring of hell, otherwise known as the great city of Philadelphia. We have been entrapped into Hades, the netherworld, because all we care about is sports, and it has never been more torturous. I don't think I've encountered a more torturous weekend ever. I mean, things have been bad in this town, and we've had to deal with a lot of ugliness and disappointment, but I don't think it's ever been as bad as this weekend. And we talked about how bad it was last week. And there were times when we would try mightily to get out of it and look at things in a positive way, stretch our minds, somehow trying to think in an uplifting manner, because we just don't want to be trapped in this doomsday. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's worse. Today, inconceivably, it's worse today. Like, I feel the flames engulfing me right now. It's ugly and gross. It's what you would imagine hell to be like, right? There's no joy. It's an angry place, and it's just filled with pain and suffering and fires. Oh, oh my God. So where do you begin? Well, with the obvious, right? You begin with the Eagles and a complete disaster. It was a disaster. In every way, it was a disaster. I can't believe the quarterback. He stinks? Is that it? He just stinks? It can't be. Carson just can't stink. I think it's all in his head. Like, he's a supreme head case. So, let's start with some of the awful throws. The early pick, tragically bad throw. If it's not tipped, it's picked off. Then he's so messed up in the head, he don't even want to throw it to Deshaun Jackson. He's wide open. It would have been a touchdown. He just can't. He can't bring himself to throw the football. Then the Zach Ertz interception, where he just throws to the wrong side. Like, we, dude. There was no, I mean, it was a clear cut. That one, you clear cut. You knew where the ball was supposed to go. To the outside, not the inside. He throws the inside pick. And then the worst of the worst. And you could see him. You could see him just squeezing it. That throw to Sanders. We talk about Miles. We talk about he's miles open, right? Open by a mile. And he just misses him. He sails it. And that's the earmark of a quarterback who is in his head, on head. Can't get out of his head. He's pressing. He's got no confidence. He's a wreck. He's a complete wreck. I can't believe it's come to this. But he's a wreck. And somehow, listen, I love the kid. I do. I mean, he's a wreck. I feel for him. He somehow wills that touchdown. Right? Like, he's right. He can't throw it now. He just runs it. Right? He scores the touchdown. And then the overtime is just vintage bad Doug calls. Awful game plan. He's bad. And it comes down to, like, punt. It was so just disturbingly fitting, right? Now, after the penalty, which is unbelievable. By the way, the line blows, right? The receivers. I mean, you can't count on DeSean Jackson. Yeah, I mean, he another, you know, popping tires. You can't count on that dude. And after DeSean Jackson, you only got poor Greg Ward. The only receiver who's worth anything. Only receiver. And you lose Goddard. So they got no skill people. The quarterback's a mess without skill people. For some reason, Doug goes away from running the football. It's amazing to me. Anytime he's got a negative run play, he doesn't run the ball for 10 plays. I mean, the play calling's horrendous. He got one right. I'll give him credit. The Sanders play, he dialed that up. Perfect time. And Carson let him down. But by and large, the play calling's horrible. And worse than Doug, worse than Carson, is that you look around the league yesterday and you look at the would-be Eagles wide receivers just putting on a show in every game. Like, you watch DK Metcalf, you go, oh, my God. And all we all did as a fan base right here, I bore witness to it because I loved him. You loved him. We all loved him. It was like, yeah, DK Metcalf. We were all on board except for Howie in the front office and Jeffrey because Jeffrey's team and Jeffrey likes Arcega Whiteside, who flat out stinks, right? But it's not just DK Metcalf. It's C.D. Lamb. It's Justin Jefferson. Who, did you see that game? I have a screenshot that I can't get rid of. And it's Kirk Cousins. You know, on ESPN, you see it, right? Kirk Cousins passed deep to Jay Jefferson for 71 yards, touchdown. And you look down and it says, Jay Jefferson, 7 receptions, 175 yards, touchdown. And it's like, oh, my God. Oh, and then the coup de grace is there's Nick Foles, BDN, and the B's for Bears comes in relief and orchestrates a mind-blowing comeback yet again. I mean, this is hell.
We are. How are you doing? Hey, Carson. I'm real happy that you got a tie. At least it's not luck, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, don't mind me. I just led my third team to a come behind win, you know? I'm the monster of Midway now, bro. All right? Let's make some noise. Come on.
The ghost of Nick Foles is here in the studio. Monster of the Midway. That's right. And then, so it's just gross in every way. It's awful. I don't know if to cry, to jump off the Walt Whitman Bridge. I don't know what to do. Laugh hysterically, check myself into an insane asylum. I don't know. But to make matters completely worse, right? Like to just, if you don't think you're in hell, the Phillies. They got a sign up that says, this is hell, right? The Phillies, think about this for a second. The Phillies start the weekend. they have a chance to get the second spot in the division with the Marlins. Right? So, you know, you got to go play Inspire Ball. Well, Vinny V throws 1,000 pitches in the first, you know, five innings. He's done, right? They lose. Marlins win. Marlins. Hey, Marlins. First time in the playoffs since 2003. All right. It's not over yet. They can still get into the wild card. All right. Well, you got Wheeler and Nola pitching, right? And again, let me just say again, you're playing a team that's already clinched, right? They already clinched. No desperation. You're desperate. These jokers go out and lose, right? So not only do they lose, so they lose, and I'm just flat out the sky. I go, I'm done, right? I'm done, blah, 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 dead, dead, dead. And I didn't even realize, because I was so engrossed in football, until I went, oh, yeah, let me just see. Oh, my God, the Phillies are still alive. That's right, they're still alive, right? We need the Giants to lose and Milwaukee to lose. And both lose. And there he is, Dr. Freeze, as in freeze up in a big game. Nola, the ace, or jack of clubs, starts out poorly, and then they lump, they can't hit. And it doesn't matter that the Giants lose and Milwaukee loses. The Phillies get swept. And then, to make matters worse there, the Angels fire their general manager yesterday, right after the season. Gone. And I'm waiting. Come on, Middleton. Let's go there, Cigar Man. Let's go. And yet we still wait. Praying the announcement comes today. The Klentak is gone finally with a PH. But as of 10:13 Eastern Standard Time, he apparently is still the general manager of the Phillies. So there you have it. Good morning, Junis.
Hey. Can I just throw out a stat for you? Because, you know, I've been a Aaron Nola good number two, or above average number two, not really an ace of the staff kind of guy. His career ERA in the months of September/October sits at a very comfortable 4.28. Hey, Aaron. God. Aaron the ace, we needed you yesterday. And down the stretch last year.
Oh,
and down the stretch
God.
The year before. And his career ERA in the months of September and October are 4.28. But, yeah, the Eagles suck. I'll just say they blow. I mean, come on. Dude, I don't know what I watched yesterday. I got a quarterback who forgot how to play football. You know what I mean? Like, a quarterback who forgot how to play football. I have to look at the white snake. Not even looking at the field. He's looking in the stands on a touchdown. My man, the white snake. Doug Peterson now all of a sudden is regretting the decisions that he made. Like, dude, I don't even care that you ended up punting. I do care, but it's even the plays before it. All he wanted to do was get to that little red line that we saw on the field. This is where Jake Elliott can make a field goal from. I don't know. Why don't you try to get a little bit past that? And then on the third down play, why are you taking a shot downfield? Why don't you just, listen, do a halfback draw, get four or five yards. Make your kicker's life a little easier. And you know what happens when the false start happens? Hey, you're still in field goal range. But no, now you have a 64-yarder that you don't attempt.
I mean, the play calling.
Awful.
I mean, I just don't know.
Anthony, they punted three times in overtime.
Yeah.
They punted three times in overtime.
You ready?
What?
You ready? Here you go. Well, right off the play sheet. They take over at their own 45-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Their own 45-yard line. There's a minute and 41 seconds left. Now, it's impossible not to win the game, right? They're on 40-45.
Yeah, like it's impossible the Phillies not make the playoffs.
You need 20 yards, basically. Yeah. Right? You get 20 yards. It's impossible not to go, all right, let's just put us all out of our misery, including the Bengals. And you start out with a 7-yard little dump to Sanders for 7.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, here we go.
Right?
It's getting us in the field goal range.
All right. So, all right, you somehow you eke out the first down with Wentz on the sneak, right? You're now first down at the 44 of Cincinnati. So it's like, all right, you know, all you just need is 9 yards. Probably less than that. But, like, just to give him a 50, give him a 52, right? You know, but whatever. You get my point.
Yeah.
Sanders won. And then Wentz is, you know, out of his mind. He's scrambling and he ekes out the 2. And then you get the incompletion that you're talking about. And then you got Matt Pryor.
And why are we taking shots downfield? Just
and then
get a couple yards.
Doug says, punt.
Doug said, I don't trust my defense, so let's punt the ball.
He said, I don't trust Carson.
Yeah.
He said, I don't trust Carson. He just said, punt. And it's funny because I don't think Elliott makes a 64-yarder.
I don't either. He was short on that 54-yarder earlier.
He's not looked real good. At least, you know, when it comes to his strength. He wasn't kicking it deep into the end zone. All right. So I agree with the determination that he's not going to kick the field goal. He's not going to make it. And then if you kick it, obviously they're going to get the ball. One play, they're in field goal range.
Right.
But 4th and 12, I mean, you kind of got to go for it.
When you're 0-2.
Right? You kind of got to go for it and try to get the first down. And today, Doug told Angelo that he admitted that. He said that he would have gone for it. Now, that's a day late, which kind of makes things worse. I mean, I don't know. What do you say?
I don't know. I mean,
like, what do you say? Like, that's unbelievable.
And I said this yesterday. If they're 2-0, right, maybe you do punt. Because then you're 2-0-1. But you're 0-2. Like, you're kind of at desperation mode at this point. Now, they're lucky that the Cowboys are 1-2 and that the other two teams in the division suck. But so do you.
Well,
the Eagles also suck.
It's funny because you could actually argue, and nobody wants to hear it.
Yes.
But you could actually argue
there's the right decision.
That punting the ball was the right decision because it's so early in the season.
Win percentage.
We always talk about extending your season, right? And you could argue that you go, I know it's ugly and I know nobody wants to tie, but it's not a loss. And with an extra team making the playoffs, who's to say you can't write the ship? Even though I don't think they will, but you get my point. And we always talk about extending the game. In a lot of ways, that's extending the season. But again, it doesn't really mean anything because of the big picture. The big picture is we're trying to figure out if they stink. Like, they could just stink. They could just be a bad team, and that's who they are. And the quarterback, I don't know. I am at a loss. I guess I believe that he is a talented quarterback who is completely lost in his own head. I think he's got he's a head case, right? We talk about head cases. He seems to be a head case. I mean, he's forcing the ball. He says all the right things, but when he's on the field, he displays the head case thing. I don't know what else to say. I don't think he flat out stinks, has no talent. But he was, again, woeful. And they got nowhere else to go. Like, who's bailing him out? Oh, my God.
Hey, Brandon Graham said they're underdogs.
Live from Astolfo Funeral Home.
Yeah.
We preside. Man, this is awake. And I'm upset I am awake. It is Cuz Radio with Tunis. We'll be back in a moment. We'll open up the phone lines and let me tell you about Primos. I need to drown myself into a big, fat Primo hoagie. The greatest Primo hoagies, using only the finest Thuman meats and cheeses sliced or fresh. The bread that's baked fresh in store a couple times daily. Oh, it's fantastic. It's the only thing you got going. Is that you can drown yourself in some cured meats on that roll. They have everything, though. Meatball sandwiches and chicken parms and chicken whacked and all kinds of goodies and veggie. They have the veggie hoagie, the tuna. You can get some cheesesteaks in some places. I mean, they're all, it's incredible. It's the best. It's why I've been with Primo's since they opened the first one on Ritter Street. That was the original. Now there's over 100 locations across the Delaware Valley. Whatever you're doing sports-wise, you're getting together, get a hoagie. You're upset, drown your sorrows in an incredible sandwich from Primo's, right? You can order online at primohoagies.com. It's primohoagies.com. And just remember, it's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Text board. Gabriel. Wentz traded to the Colts after the 21 season.
Uh-oh.
You know Rivers isn't the long-term future there. So Wentz to the Colts. Hurts in 2022. I can see that happening after this year.
So he reunites with Reich, with Frankie.
I can see that trade happening this year.
Oh, my God.
Can you see that happen? Like if I said to you...
If they have no confidence left in the organization for Carson Wentz, yeah, I could see it happening. What was I wonder how many years Rivers signed for.
Well, his arms.
Yeah.
Jeez. Listen... It's great. You know, those guys are all great quarterbacks and Brady and he won yesterday, Breeze. But you see the atrophy in the arm.
So Rivers only signed a 1-year deal.
Yeah,
so they could, after this year, move on.
You can see it, can't you?
If they have absolutely no confidence within NovaCare, yeah, I could see it. And Frank goes, dude, I would love to have Carson back.
Yeah.
And he's got weapons. Got T.Y.
Or maybe my boy Carolina makes a run for him and says, hey, you know, I can get him on the cheap. Let's see what I can do with him.
Huh.
Goes one of those markets. Carolina, Indy. And see if you can resuscitate
him. I think he'd love Indy, though. Just out there in your home.
It's not near home. It's not near North Dakota.
It's closer than Philadelphia.
All right. Dude, you look at a globe, man. Look at a map.
You know what's closer to North Dakota?
What's that?
Chicago.
How long do it? Carson! I'm real happy that you got a tie. At least it's not love, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, don't mind me. I just led my my third team to a come-behind win, you know? I'm the monster of Midway now, bro. All right? Let's make some noise. Come on!
How's everyone doing?
I'm the monster of Midway, bro. That's awesome.
Unreal.
Ramon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ramon.
Hey, what's going on, Ben? What's up, Ben?
Oh, Ramon, it's dark days, Ramon.
Yeah, it's dark days, but it's going to get better, man. I just thought as an Eagle fan, we always expect to be great, but we got to ride or die. Whatever happens with Wentz, I want to believe in him. We keep on until otherwise, I'll say till week six. But I had a question for you guys to kind of keep your brighter side.
Sure.
Who wore number 7 the best? Would you say 06 Jeff Garcia or 2010 Michael Vick? Who would you rather have?
Wow, I go Vick.
Woo! That was fast.
Well, I mean, I think he, you know what's a shame? If he had Andy Reid as his coach when he was younger, he would have been that much better as a quarterback. Yeah. Like, he was... I mean, he turned him into... I mean, Vic was amazing. I mean, he really was. At some point, he threw pillows. Now, Jeff El Pistolaro had his moment, too. But I got to go 7, MV7 there.
Okay. I can't go wrong with that. He's my second cousin. Never met him, but I'll claim to that. I'll definitely say that Jeff Garcia, though, I love Ginger Jesus. But I really do miss Jeff Garcia's quarterback-like personality. I really
he was awesome. No, he was great. Like, he was fired up. I agree with you. I love them. The best is Merry Christmas, Philadelphia is the greatest quote ever. I mean, it was classic. And that's the thing. You want a little flair, a little something-something. Right now, you got nothing. You got to flip it. Oh, Ramon, they tie. Oh, hang in there, man.
Hey, definitely. Call. I will do, man. You guys hang in there, and I'll go.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys have a great day today.
You too, brother. You too. They tied.
To the Bengals. Again.
To the Bengals.
Again.
You know, that was in my subconscious. I picked the tie for the, we do our 97.5 The Fanatic picks.
Right.
And so
I picked them out. Yeah.
Right. I picked the tie 27-20 because I go, you know, something bad's going to happen. And I had the subconscious of the last tie burning in like a hole in my subconscious, which is why I put it out there.
Yeah. It's funny. I searched your name on Twitter and like as the overtime period kept on going and going and going, like people started tweeting that. You're like, you got to be kidding me, right? You got to be kidding me, right? And then finally it happened. They were like, wow. Mike Garafolo actually tweeted at you saying you should go hit the tables now.
Yeah. Johnny in Norristown. Johnny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, fellas? How you doing? It's Johnny Lake from Norristown, man.
What's happening?
I'll talk to you in a minute, brother.
Yeah, how you been, brother? How's everything going?
Good. Everything's good. Hey, listen, I'm tore up about this whole Eagles team, and I got two questions for you. Do the guys say anything to Jason Peters for him just collapsing yesterday?
Nah.
No, like when they're watching film, they're not going to be giving them looks over at him. Like,
nah. He's OG.
It was almost every single play.
I know, but he's better than anybody, John. Yeah, OG. Yeah. You don't do that to OG.
Yeah, absolutely. But and the other thing is, Carson Wentz, man. Did he get hurt in the Washington game? Like, seriously, I know that was thrown out before it, but did he get hurt? Because he came out on fire in the beginning of that Washington game. And then all of a sudden, he looks like a peewee quarterback. It's insane to me. I love the kid. I'm a Carson fan. I got the Carson wagon on my van as a, you know what I mean? My work.
Yeah,
van.
Yeah, the Wentz wagon, yeah.
The Wentz wagon, you know what I mean? So, what happened to him? And how do we get out of this?
I wish I knew. You know what's sad? Think about this, right? Think about that we're actually talking about a potential trade.
That's insane.
Right? It's almost, it's sad that we're actually talking about
it. Extremely sad.
A trade? I mean, here's the thing. Let's play out the year, John. Does it get any better? Can it get any better? The receivers are still spotty, even if you get Reagor back, because now Deshaun, you can't count on him. You got Goddard's going to be out for a little while. You got
what's up with Jeffries?
You got, well, I mean, you expect him to be the savior?
Nah, but at least he has somebody else, another target to take the DBs off of Reagor or Ward.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
him up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's if he could still run. He's coming off of Liz Frank. And who the hell knows in what shape he's in?
Yeah. He's probably done with it anyway, you know? He don't like Carson anyway. So
yeah. Johnny, good stuff, brother.
Be
safe, man. Good to hear from you. I mean, can you believe we're actually talking about this?
I can.
Really? Because I can't. I can't fathom.
Because people feel a certain type of way about Wentz.
That we're talking about trading him.
So the hate and the heat is always at a boiling point every time he has a bad game. And here we are. It's 3 years removed from 2017. They put up the graphic you saw at the beginning of the game. Here's his 27-2 numbers. He was 11-2, blah, blah, blah. Since 2017, he's a below 500 quarterback. He leads the league in fumbles. Is this and that and the third. And when you see that, and I get it, like we like to do eye tests and we go, wow, look at the throws that he can make. There's not many quarterbacks that can make those throws. But when you do end up coupling that with the numbers, you go, he's been pretty bad the last, or not, maybe not bad, but mediocre. This year he's been bad. But since 2017, and we can give injuries, weapons.
But I don't look at, I honestly, I can't do that. I can't look at just numbers.
I know.
I don't believe in numbers. I believe in my eyes, what my eyes tell me.
Right.
And, you know, listen, I've seen him struggle. Let's go back to the year he comes back too early, mm-hmm. and he breaks a bone in his back.
Yeah.
You get a broken bone. Now, again, that makes him injury prone or whatever the hell you want to call it, prone to injury. But he's got it. That makes sense as to why he was awful, right? Got broke a bone in the back. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was awful for a spell. I don't know. Confidence, whatever. All we know is that the last four games, whether they were against donkeys or not, the last four games, he comes up and he plays great.
Yep.
Then he gets clunked. Now, I don't know. People keep talking about, did he get hurt against Washington?
Yeah, why? Murray missed a week of practice toward the end of training camp.
Well, what, did he get hurt in the Washington game? Because people go, he was so on the money, and now he's so not on the money,
Eight sacks later, right?
I mean, is he hurt again? And they don't want to say he's hurt again. Is that why he's been so terribly erratic? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
All I know is the fact that we're actually entertaining a conversation about moving him is insane. How about this? Glenn the Coke guy says this. September 2021, Carson no longer an Eagle. Ben no longer a Sixer.
No.
JT no longer a Philly.
That one's possible.
I mean, that would be
awful.
I mean, we're already in, what did we say? What circle are we in?
The seventh.
The anger, the five.
Okay. We officially
fifth ring. Fifth. Yeah.
By the way, so we've been talking a lot of Carson, obviously. We've been talking a lot of Phillies, and I have a Phillies note for you in a second. That show recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Dietz and Watson, family-owned Heritage's Dairy Stores, who make their hoagies with premium Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses. To find the area's best hoagies, visit DietzandWatson.com. This from Bob Brookover, who writes for the Philly Inquirer, has been for a long time. I hope to God this is not true. A team source said he does not think the Phillies will move on from general manager Matt Klentak. There's no way that's true, right?
What?
I'll read it again. A team source said he does not think the Phillies will fire general manager Matt Klentak.
I have nothing to say with that. I would heavily doubt that. I will tell you this. Bob Brookover is a great baseball writer. He's been covering, but this guy, Brookie, I've known for, we came in, he was, well, he's a little older than me, and he's been, you know, been around this thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust what he says, but I can't imagine that to be the case, that maybe the owner is keeping it close to the vest. I gotta believe.
I have to, too. That he's done.
Because I hear the other way.
Yeah.
Like, I hear he's talking about, like, he's got to have the next guy is important. It's like, it's the key to his own legacy.
To be remembered, right? As a great owner.
Right. I can't think. I don't think he would. Oh, that would ruin my...
Send shivers down my spine.
Nick Foles, ghost of Nick Foles, and then you got the presence of Matt Klentak. That's frightening. Link!
Yep.
Link!
What's going on, cuz?
Link, no, Link. It's bad, Link.
It's super bad. I told you last Monday we was in the Red Rose era.
Yeah, you did.
We worse than that. Hey, he went into that overtime knowing that he wanted to tie. He don't have no confidence in nobody on that organization. He don't. He don't have no confidence in them. He don't respect them. It's terrible. It is terrible. All the way around the board, cuz.
I mean, you know what's bad, too, is that everything, right? The roster, the talent, the play calling, the play design, the defense, the sticks, the play calling. I mean, it's all bad.
All bad. All bad. And then you got Deuce running the offense. Why you got this guy running the offense? Why you got this guy running the offense, Doug? Carson, and he used to be a quarterback coach. That's what I can't understand. Why Carson looking like this? He looking fat. He out of shape. Defense is old. Wideouts don't catch. Only bright light we got, and that's a dim light, is Sanders. And that's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah. Only one.
Only one, cuz.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I appreciate you and tuning this, man. Y'all got me through my day.
Oh, Link. Link, I want to cry, out. Link. I mean, it's crazy. And by the way, had the Phillies, there's no way in the history of the world that the Phillies could get swept on the last weekend of the season and not fire Klentak.
And not fire him. How is that? That was another one of my questions, because I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's every organization, sports organization here is like they robbing us, cuz.
Oh, my God.
We buy these tickets. They high. We can't really afford it. You only can take one or two of your kids. If you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They robbing us. And then they fell us. They fell us because we devoted to them. We bleed Philly sports.
I know.
And it's outrageous, man. It's outrageous.
I hear you, brother. Link, you got to be safe, my man.
Thanks, bro.
Be careful. All right. Take it easy, Link. Oh, my God. Dude. Oh, my God. There's no way in the world that they could keep Klentak in place. That John Middleton could keep this. There's no way in the world, right?
I don't know. Unless he really thinks he's
like
a genius.
Like, I was just talking to somebody just a second ago, after you told me that, just to clarify. And I'm hearing, well, not yet. But then I'm hearing, well, that may not surprise. You know, I mean, that's insane.
It just can't happen. Five off seasons.
Hey, there will be a revolution. No?
Dude, you're the sixth highest payroll, and you're 500, below 500 now over the last three seasons. And you've only gone up in the payroll each year. And Matt Klentak's rebuilding through the draft landed you Adam Haseley and Mickey Moniak. Think about that for a second. I had somebody tweet at me the other day, you should, if Alec Boehm turns out to be a stud, you'll be kissing Klentak's feet. No.
What?
No. Why? Because he hit one? He hit on one?
Listen to me. That's the dumbest thing ever. Who told you that?
Some guy on Twitter.
Don't listen to people sometimes.
I know. I'm surprised there's a Klentak fan out there.
If they're going to teach you with that, that's asinine.
Yes, I agree.
That's asinine for what he's done. The pick after pick that he squandered.
Uh-huh.
That the if you look at the state of their farm system, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's awful.
No, but it can't happen.
No, it can't happen.
I mean, I feel like I just need to either perish or leave town. I mean, what the bleep? Andrew, I was counting on the Klentak Fire Klentak Day is like a holiday. I was going to have a party. I was going to have, pop some, beers.
Looks like that might not happen.
Me and you and our friends, the Qualers.
There's no way. There's no way that he's still here next year. There's absolutely no way.
That's unreal.
There's no way. Dude, he's failed. For 5 years, he's failed.
Listen, people calling for Doug's head, Howie's head, and believe me, I understand why. But those guys at least won, so I understand it to some extent. Who's Klentak? All right, I got to go. You're kicking me out right now. I got to leave. Everybody, I love you. Thanks for hanging. It's going to be a long week. I'm going to need you, so... be here, all right? Please stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Tyrone and Nat, have a great day. Be careful, and we'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.